from the United America Network, this is Varsity Vibes, your roundup of prep sports action and the voices from prep athletics all across Riverside County with Luke Lamont. Now, here's Luke.
Time to head back over the pitch for this one. Soccer is back on the table and it is well overdue for a recap. Vista Murrieta is going to start things off for us here today, and it has been a bit of a bummer season for the Girl Broncos squad, falling to a 4-7-2 season from a playoff team in Division 2 last season up in the second highest bracket. And the real trouble is they can't find a way to win in a hostile road environment. When the team has to get on the bus, they are 0-5-1 on the season. While at home, they hold an above 500 record, which also entails 3 of their 4 wins this season thus far. Their record is 3-2 at home. With 4 games left, a win-out scenario could be their only hope of salvaging the season. The main issue is a tough matchup versus Murrieta Valley is on deck. Speaking of the Nighthawks, they are a force to be reckoned with this year at 10-1-1 overall. The 42nd ranked team in the state is looking to avoid any upsets as they cruise to a playoff appearance and continue to fight for a Southwestern League title, which is not going to be an easy task whatsoever. The competition in that league is head and shoulders above the rest. It includes Temecula Valley and Great Oak, two teams that still have games versus Murrieta Valley on the schedule. In the first set of those games, Temecula Valley tied with Murrieta Valley, and Great Oak stomped out the Nighthawks 4-1. As it stands right now, Temecula Valley is the top team in the Southwestern League, and Great Oak is right behind them in second. The Golden Bears are ranked 75th in the state, so that tie was a huge morale boost for them, tying a team that's almost 30 spots above you, and has been a common theme this year. They are 8-2, but have 7 ties to their ledger. The key for them is 0 losses in league. That 5-0-1 record, as they get to host Murrieta Valley for their second and all-important matchup, is going to help them a lot, because that 0 is the biggest thing. You're undefeated in league. Typically, that means a game or a game and a half above the next team behind you. The toughest task remaining is traveling to Great Oak. They have a 1-1-5 record away, so kind of similar to Vista Murrieta. Temecula Valley struggles on the road. They did win 1-0 when they hosted the Wolfpack, so traveling on the road, definitely going to be a tougher matchup, but it's all important for them. Speaking of Great Oak, another top 100 team coming in at 80th in the state, running off this nucleus of elite Southwestern teams, sit at 10-6-1 on the year, and are very successful at home, boasting a 4-1 record, probably in the best spot as of now, with that 4-1 win versus the Nighthawks, and now a chance to redeem themselves versus Temecula Valley. A win out, and they will have claim to the Southwestern League title. Well, that's one of the things, like, looking at this Southwestern League, we're going to get into another league that's highly competitive as well, the Big 8, but right now, the Southwestern League is all tied up, knotted towards the top between those three teams. The competition of all the teams being in the top 100 leads to some of the best soccer you're going to see in all of California. Now, before switching to the boys' side of the sport, we have a division left to mention. As we mentioned, the Big 8 League, sorry, not division, League, is an absolute tornado right now. All teams have 10-plus wins and are playoff potentials. The Corona Panthers sit at the bottom of the barrel, 10-9-4 overall, because of an 0-4-2 start to league. They were 10-0-2 in the regular season outside of league play. They are now bottom of the barrel. That's a tough ride out for the Panthers. Still, you never know how things are going to shake out for them in the couple games left to play. The fifth place team as of now is King. They hold on to a 13-6-5 record, but they're hindered by that 1-3-2 league record. That's another team who was very well above 500 and doing a great job, but then they get to league and they just sort of hit a roadblock. Norco, who started off 5-0, here's another, a 22-1 score differential from their first 5 games, is down to 4th after a 1-2-2 league start. This just shows you how competitive and great the Big 8 league really is. In 3rd is Corona Centennial. The Huskies are 13-3-1. And 3rd. 13-3-1. An unbelievable record, and they are 3rd thanks to a 4-2 league performance. So they were 9-1-1 before entering league play, and now sitting at 13-3-1 is just not good enough to be anything higher than third. In second is Roosevelt with another outstanding 13-4-3 record, but they are 3-1-1 in league. That one tie, despite having a lesser win total than Corona Centennial, the one tie is the key. They don't have as many losses. Lastly, top team in the gauntlet of league play for the Big Eight is none other than the Santiago Sharks. Last year's number three team in California, currently ranked eighth and rocking a 13-2-3 record, hold league by a narrow margin with a 4-1-1 record. That lone loss is to fourth place Norco, 1-0. The tie being 1-1 versus the team right behind them, hot on their heels, Roosevelt. So this league right now, with three games left, is a complete mess. This can go any which sort of way. There's no way of telling exactly who's going to come out on top of this league with three games still left to play. You could see a team like Roosevelt win out, and boom, they're in. Santiago, they could win out, and that guarantees them it. Corona Centennial, count them out. They're only 4-2 in league. Even a team like Norco, who only has two league losses, could somehow win out. And potentially, if the other teams lose, they would need some help. They could see themselves winning the league title. Now, for Corona and King, it seems a bit out of reach, but still, you have your eyes set on the playoffs with double-digit wins. It's unthinkable that every single team in this league has 10-plus wins and is holding on to a very solid and impressive record with still time left to play on this season. This one's not going to be decided till the very last week or potential very last game or couple seconds of the regular season. We're going to corner kick this one over to the boys' teams now, starting with the top league in the county. The team standing tall at the top is fitting with their mascot compared to the others. The Temecula Valley Golden Bears are not to be messed with in 2026. The team is 11-4-2, fresh off a 7-1 win. Yes, you heard that right. 7-1 win versus Murrieta Mesa. Temecula Valley is the lone team to be undefeated in the Big 8 League with a 6-0-1 record. A lot of those ties sneaking in on those teams at no losses. So really close calls. That one tie being against Great Oak 3-3 in a deadlocked match. The team looks like they are nearly to the Gold of League title, but they have three games left against the three toughest competitors they face in league. Murrieta Valley, Vista Murrieta, and that one blemish of that tie, Great Oak, on their record. An absolutely brutal way to end the season, but if they have what it takes to be league and potential CIF champions, as they are aspiring to do so, they will have to weather the storm and come away with a win or tie in two of those three games. Where there are troubles for one, opportunity is presented to the rest. The Great Oak Wolfpack is second in the Big 8 with a 6-2-5 record, but a solid 3-1-3 record in league. That one loss was to another league title hopeful, Murrieta Valley. As it stands now, a win versus Temecula Valley would set up a potential league title game versus the Nighthawks of Murrieta Valley as the season finale for both of those teams. The Golden Bears pose an initial tough task, but then a game versus the winless Murrieta Mesa Rams would set them up nicely for a big matchup to end the year. In third are the 9-6-3 Vista Murrieta Broncos, who hold a 3-2-2 record in league play, but just scored a huge 3-2 win over Murrieta Valley to jump them in the standings. The Broncos could use some help by a very favorable path to end the year with game versus Chaparral and Murrieta Mesa before their league finale versus Temecula Valley. Depending on how the finals of the couple games go to end the year, there are four teams that could be playing for a league title in the final night of the regular season. The last of those four are Murrieta Valley Nighthawks. The 9-3-3 team and a league 3-2-2 record leave them at the bottom of the top, but definitely not out. A tough schedule to end the year versus Great Oak and Temecula Valley provides a tough task, but also a great chance to quickly scale the rankings ladder and end up in the top of the league. Just like the girls' side of the game, the Big 8 is a highly competitive league that will come down to the wire and is filled with elite soccer teams nearly top to bottom. It's going to be really interesting and great to see those teams battle it out towards the end. You got to love when there's multiple teams trying to get to the top before the other. Right now, Temecula Valley is that team on top, but then the team in fourth is just right behind them when you really look at it and you take away the numbers. This thing is neck and neck. Lastly, we're going to look at the next league, the Corona Panthers, atop of their league. with a 0-loss league record, having split their games with 3 wins and 3 ties. The team with a 9-3-5 record, only falling in 3 contests so far, is very impressive with only 14 goals allowed all year. Panthers relying on that stout defense on their way to a possible league title. In second, the Roosevelt Mustangs have the most league wins with 4, but the 2 losses and a tie are holding them back, so plenty of opportunity to hope for a Panthers loss in order to take the league title. The final team in contention for the league is Santiago, a 3-2-2 record, but that 7-5-4 record is holding them back overall. Corona has 2 challengers with these 3 games left, Roosevelt, and then a potential trap game versus the 10-win Corona Centennial Huskies. Their last game being a tie with Santiago was a very close call, but they escaped with that 1 loss that could cost them a title. The game plan, Roosevelt has the best opportunity. They're looking forward to take down the Panthers. They got to have something cooked up for them, or else they're not going to be able to take that league title. Right now, Corona and Roosevelt, they're neck and neck for that league title, and I could see either one coming out on top. It's odd that a 10-win team, the Corona Centennial Huskies, who have the most wins in that league, are on the outside looking in and likely aren't really going to have a good shot at the league title, unless some chaos starts to happen between Corona and Roosevelt. That's a wrap for this week's look at Riverside County Prep Sports, where from the desert to the mountains and from the pass to the valleys, our student athletes bring their best every game, every day. Join us next week as we shine the spotlight on more hometown heroes from across all 23 school districts, right here where the pride of Riverside County plays on. Thanks for joining us on Varsity Vibes on the United America Network.
Varsity Vibes with Luke Lamont is presented by the United America Network. Based in Riverside County, California, UAN is your home team for respecting the American way and countering the spread of misinformation. This is what democracy sounds and looks like.